The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Put your microphone on, man. We got a show to do here.
Hello.
The Curry and Claypo Show. Hello, good morning. It's Curry and Claypo Show. Good morning on a Thursday. So happy the weather is not coming until the school is called. They're letting them out an hour earlier than the hour earlier they were going to do. So now they're getting out at 12:30.
Why? I thought the weather's coming.
Well,
later.
I was looking at the wind shear hodograph this morning, and you know what the hodograph is?
No, what is that?
The hodograph. I learned that from my favorite Fox 6 meteorologist this morning.
JP.
It is basically so where it gets really nasty is obviously you got the cold front coming through. You got the warm weather here. That's one component of it. And then you've got southerly winds shooting up at ground level, and then you got the wind shear at the high level winds coming in the opposite direction.
That's where you get your spin. Okay.
Can't have tornadoes without that. Everyone just thinks it's cold and warm weather. No,
you need the spin.
You have two different systems with different winds going in different directions. It doesn't always have to be in the opposite direction. And so you create the wind shear hodograph.
What is hodograph?
It's you graph the wind shear.
Oh, it is a
with
graph.
Dots.
Okay.
To see, and then if it's curving over like this, and you got this, then you got holy shit, it's going to blow up in your face. We're going to get hammered today, but it's not going to be until later on today, probably around 2 o'clock, when you're going to be doing something else.
Yes, have you noticed? Like, have you ever seen me dressed like this?
No, I just thought you were getting dressed up at the Curry and Claypo Show, and see, my phone doesn't do you justice because my phone's like an iPhone 3.
It's fine. This is my corporate casual, going to see one of my corporate clients.
There you go.
Corporate headquarters.
You gotta kiss that corporate butt, my friend.
It's corporate. I got, you know what I'm wearing? Do you see this? You know what these are? Slacks.
I know. They're dress pants.
No, they're slacks.
No, those are dress pants.
No.
According to Curry's household,
they're slacks.
Those are dress pants.
If you wear slacks, as long as you wear slacks, then you can wear anything up top and it's business casual.
Of course, anything's almost slacks now because...
What?
I mean... sweatpants or slacks? They got these sweatpants now that are...
No, they got slacks that are sweatpants.
Yeah.
Yes, they have slacks now. I saw a guy in a suit. I went to a thing,
and
he had a suit that was... It was a whole suit made out of...
A slack suit.
No, made out of sweat pant and shirt. It was like a hoodie and sweatpants suit.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine wearing that, only it had the right collar, and you had that, and you had... sweatpants, but it was considered a suit.
I'm wearing khakis today, so I'm dressed up.
You are.
Al Cooper, good morning to you. Sam Rush,
good morning
to you guys as well. Got a lot to get into today. Be careful with the weather. Obviously, the weather's going to be, I think it's going to be pretty. We have a torque count of a 5 right now, according to the weather service. And Jim Cantore's birthday is today. You know how old Jim Cantore is? He's off today. I haven't seen his ass on TV. It's like one of the worst days of the year.
Is he 60?
He's 59 years old.
He's in good shape.
Yeah.
He's very short. You know?
Oh, that's Stephanie Abrams on there.
Well,
she's just...
I know her.
She's just fun.
Yes, she has a good time.
She looks like good time girl, but she's smart and she's attractive and I just like her. It was her birthday a few weeks ago, and I actually wished her happy birthday, and she tweeted me
she's
back.
She's very nice.
She's very, very nice.
I told her about you.
I have my 10-year-old daughter's question of the week.
Okay.
I'll get into that here in just a few minutes. I'm also going to talk about whether you should give up on your dream.
I just gave a whole talk on this week.
I don't just come up with this shit. It's stuff that's happening in my life.
Yes,
I used to go out there and look for things to talk about. Sometimes we do that.
No, the best stuff is this stuff.
But usually when I get on here every morning, I haven't been on the last few mornings. I took off for like the last four mornings. Because to be honest with you, I had a lot going on in the mornings, and I just really didn't have a lot to say. And I didn't want to get on here and just talk about TKR and the podcast, because I do that every morning. And I want to have something of substance to talk about. Yesterday I did that. And people are going, are you okay? What's wrong with your face? And I was like, what's going on? And I had skin cancer. I got skin cancer up here, and it was bleeding, and it was rolling down my face.
So you're pulling an Ozzy sort of thing. Or Alice Cooper, I guess.
Yeah, they're like, what the hell happened to you? And I'm like, what? And I'm looking, and I can see the blood. And I'm going, great. So now I gotta
do anything for Reagan.
So I got to go to a dermatologist on Tuesday and have my face chopped up. But I had a friend of mine... who reached out to me yesterday in a very transparent and beautiful email talking about what's the next road of life to take, based on a career that he has been in for a long period of time, and he's just kind of like, should I keep doing this? What am I doing? Why am I doing this?
He's at a bend. He's at the bend.
Yeah, and he also recently had a loss of life in his family, and I think sometimes that kind of corrects things.
Yep.
When you lose a mom or a dad, you're kind of like, all of a sudden, I don't know why we do that.
Because
why is that?
A, it stops us. Uh-huh. It stops us. And sometimes it's really hard, even when we're trying to stop ourselves.
Yeah.
When the momentum of life is just going, it's hard to do. So when there's a death, I mean, think about it. It's any major event. Death, birth, marriage, breakup, you know, any of those sort of major events.
Earthquake,
creates a pause.
Yeah.
Now, in that moment, if that moment is long enough, we have a chance to do what is natural for humans to do, which is to think about us and our lives.
Yeah, because we're much smaller than the major thing that just happened.
Exactly.
It puts many things in perspective, Josh.
It does. Well, no, and then it creates questions of perspective.
Yes.
And particularly with jobs, I mean, I think one of the biggest challenges with jobs or careers is, on the one hand, people, you know, this is my, it's the right difference between a job and a career. This is my career. Mm-hmm. But in reality, if you think about it, you're putting in time, six to 15 hours a day doing a thing. And when somebody dies in your family or a loved one, you stop and you go, do I want to do this for 6 to 15 hours? Because this is what I do every single day.
Yeah.
Is there more in life than this 6 to 15 hours? Now, sometimes, or actually lots of times, people come back and they have a little moment and then they're like, yeah, I want to keep doing this. Mm-hmm. But for other people, it's, no, I'm going to make a change. That's why we always, you know this, we always tell people, do not, after birth, death, breakup, do not do any sort of dramatic change in your life.
Don't make any massive change.
No, just take time and think about it.
Yeah.
But that's why. It stops us.
I think in this particular case, too, you have to, because our egos play into it, I think you want to know how you're influencing the world. Is what I'm doing here, like if you're working at a non-for-profit in, or whatever, you're working at the Oasis Center, or you're working at Jimmy Hale, you're working at Montgomery, a food bank, or something, and you're doing something that you know is moving the needle in the right direction, it's a pretty easy thing to say, this is what I need to be doing, and you don't ever think, am I doing the right thing? Am I helping anybody? Or am I being seen? In this particular case, am I being seen or heard? But there are a lot of people that you really have to look at it and say, are you enjoying what you're doing? Do you know what you're doing is good? And it's good content and good work. And is there a possibility that you'll be found? I used to.
And does it serve a purpose? Does it serve?
Does it serve a purpose?
Well, and sometimes that purpose doesn't have to be a higher purpose. Let's be practical.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of people who work because they need the money from the work.
Yeah.
And you know they will tell you, if you say, is your job fulfilling to you? Not really. But it pays well.
Yeah.
And so for them, they're left with a different kind of challenge. Do I want to try and find fulfillment in the job, or is the job serving its purpose?
Yeah.
It's paying me money, and then I'm going to find fulfillment in other areas of my life. I'm a big proponent.
Is it a job or a hobby? Because if you're rich and you don't need the money, and you're doing something you really love to do, I'd say keep doing it.
Yes.
Unless, of course, you have a bigger purpose, you want to get in front of a bigger audience, or you want to move the needle somehow, or whatever. You want to create something. Otherwise, if you're doing something and you're not making bank every month and you're not paying your bills and you really love to do it, then you have to sit back and rethink.
Well, that's exactly. But what if you're making bank, not bank, not rich?
Yeah.
You're making enough, but you're not in a position. This is the other thing. There's a lot of people who, practically speaking, they're not in a position to just say, I'm going to change my career.
Yeah.
I always tell, if you look at who entrepreneurs are, when you're going to get to be an entrepreneur, you can be at any age. It's a hell of a lot easier when you're 29 to 35.
Yeah, because you can fail. You got time.
You got time, and you don't have milestones in your life that are anchoring you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good chance you're not in a relationship, or if you are, maybe you're not married. There's a good chance you don't have kids.
Yes.
There's a good chance you don't have a house.
Yes.
And that's the thing, you know, if you're going to jump in early, because every time you anchor yourself to something else, then the decision is more, the decision influences more than just you.
Yeah, there you go. He's Dr. Josh Claypo. I'm Tony Curry, the Curry and Claypo Show. Of course, you can hear all of our podcasts on the Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network and also on the TKR. Download the TKR app and check it out. I'm not bleeding today, so I'm good.
That's good.
I had to walk around. I had a meeting yesterday morning.
Did you have it on tissue?
Yeah, I put a little thing of tissue on there.
Face bleeds bad.
Horrible.
That's why, you know, you nick yourself and it's like, yeah, you
I turned 57 in a few weeks, man.
I'm
bleeding from the face. I'm like, dude, what the hell is wrong with
get your birthday present.
No, don't give me anything.
I will.
No, I'm going to do a Valentine's. I don't want anything.
No, I'm going to do it. No, I am. Because I messed up the last time because I didn't know you're extra long.
All right.
In the shirt.
My 10-year-old question today is coming up here next. Okay. And we're going to talk about, was she the greatest icon of beauty that we had in our generation? We'll talk about that coming up here next. Make sure you check out our podcast network. Download the TKR app. You can hear all of our shows right here. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Go pee, grab a cup of coffee, get in your car, listen all the way in.
The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.